It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amanda Toole, the dietitian extraordinaire, on the line. Is that on your business card, dietitian extraordinaire?
It should be.
I agree. First place, have you survived this whole late spring, winter thing? I think we're finally over the hump. I don't think we're going to see any more snow.
I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx anything, Craig.
Okay, fine. We're going to see a lot more snow. How about that?
No.
You are here to talk about being a dietitian. This is what you do. Tell us about being a dietitian.
Yeah, so I would just want to start talking about what a dietitian is and why I see a dietitian. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. So dietitians truly are the only healthcare professionals who have extensive education and training in the nutrition and dietetics field. That is where we truly focus on. My philosophy around nutrition is focusing time and energy on adding nourishing foods into the diet, not focusing so much on what do we have to cut out or not eat again. A balanced diet will provide your body with good nutrition while still incorporating all of your favorite foods. I think it's important for people to know that because a lot of times people come to be nervous that I'm just going to hand them this list of never eat these again. So it's a safe place. We can just talk about what works best for you. So why see a dietitian? People work with dietitians for all different reasons. It can be to establish healthy eating patterns to just feel better. Maybe you have specific health or fitness goals, or you're working to prevent or treat a chronic disease. Those would all be great reasons to come into my office and see me. There are so many sources to get nutrition information from these days. We all eat, right? So I think a lot of us think, oh, I'm an expert in nutrition because I eat and I know about food. Unfortunately, there is a lot of well-meaning nutrition advice out there that can actually be harmful or just might not work for you. You just might need something totally different. With nutrition, there is never a black and white answer to anything. There's always this gray area because it always comes down to what is best and safest for that individual person. And that varies for each person. So what I do as a dietitian, I take those questions and concerns that my patients have, do research, look at all of that evidence-based literature, recommendations, you know, what does science tell us? And then I bring that back to my patient of, so this is what's out there. Where does this leave us? What does this look like in your life? What is doable? What's not doable? And again, what is the safest option for them? And then we work together on what that looks like in implementing that change. So truly, for anyone sitting in my office, your health and well-being is my top priority. I'm not going to push a specific product, a specific food or supplement or anything like that. We just truly focus on what's best for you to reach your goals that you have.
If people want to get a hold of you to find out more about your services as the dietitian at the hospital or things that you can do to help out, how do they do that?
Yes. So you can call me on my direct line at the hospital, which is 515-332-7608. Also, the hospital is hosting Women's Health Night Out this Wednesday. Going to be out at River Valley Orchards Winery. Shopping starts at 4. Speakers start at 6, and I'm going to be on that provider panel. So that is a great opportunity. If you have any nutrition-related questions, come on out. It's a great event, and me, along with quite a few other very talented women, will be on the panel with me to answer all of your health-related questions. You can submit questions anonymously. Craig, how do you say that word?
Anonymously.
Anonymously. Oh, so you can submit questions anonymously online through the Humboldt Hospital Facebook page. There's a form there to fill out questions ahead of time. There'll also be areas to fill out and write questions too. So if you're embarrassed to ask it, don't be. Write down the question and we'll hopefully get to that on our provider panel.
And, you know, that's probably certainly a more relaxed setting. Not, you know, we're not in the hospital. It's not all clinical and smells like, you know, alcohol here. Yeah. Well, not alcohol, like, you know, rubbing alcohol, not wine alcohol, because there's going to be wine, I'm sure. And that might just be a good place. You know, people might be a little more open to asking questions and getting advice when they're not in a clinical situation like being at the hospital.
Yes, it's very much a relaxed conversation that we're there. Utilize us. Yeah, hope to see you there.
Amanda Toole, the dietitian at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Craig.